Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca, speaking to us this month about imaginary friends. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, is there something parents should do about their child's imaginary friends?
For the most part, I would suggest parents to adopt a position of curiosity, to be interested. What's up with your imaginary friend? What are they saying and thinking? To remember that children play, that's their first language, and we adults think. We have our rationale. So I would really just go with it for the most part.
So if the parent, she shows interest, they won't necessarily risk making the imaginary friend a permanent family member or worse, or give it more of a personality than it actually should.
No. Imaginary friends are likely to go away over time as the child, you know, develops and matures and enters the kind of end of latency in pre-adolescence. It's really likely that their imaginary friend's going to disappear. You could just really ask questions to find out more about the imaginary friend and therefore learn something about your child's current interests, their wishes, their fears, their concerns, their internal dilemmas, if you like. And then you can also even write down or record some of your child's answers because they're probably going to be pretty cute and that they would be finite. They're going to go away.
Okay. So what about if the imaginary friend is too demanding?
Well, I think it's important that parents, you know, lay down the law if the imaginary friend is really making too many demands on family life. So it's like, you know, let's let the child be in control to a certain degree, but that there are also limits. If the behaviors that the quote unquote imaginary friend are becoming too disruptive, the parent can say things like, okay, I don't care who made this mess, you know, imaginary friend or my real child, you need to clean it up. Or like, okay, you have to go to school today, you don't have a choice, so your imaginary friend, Mrs. Silly, will have to wait until you come home from school. So, like, there's certain things that are just non-negotiable.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. If you want more information, you can contact Rebecca at cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do that on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.